It's time for the Two Old Men, a morning show, and sometimes a dog podcast. And now, here's our hosts, Jeff, John, and Charlie.
103.9 and 98.5, mypigradio.com. It's Randy Travis, Too Gone Too Long. Hey, Miss Sherry Curtis.
Howdy, how are you this morning?
Howdy. I like that.
That's what I say from time to time. Howdy.
You met JW earlier. Miss Sherry is with Bowie County 4-H, but Texas A&M AgriLife Extension. You just got a whole lot of stuff going on.
Oh, yes, it's really long. We do. We have a lot of stuff going on.
While you was in the other room doing some news,
yeah.
We was talking about kids and trades and some of these craftsmen that are coming out of these programs at these high schools and whatnot with 4-H. But we got a whole lot to talk about here on the radio with you this morning. Let's start off with the auction.
The auction. We've got our Bowie County Project sale show and our premium sale coming up 27th and 28th. On the 27th, we'll do our broilers and rabbits that evening. And on the 28th, we get busy with showing our hogs, goats, sheep, and a couple of steers. And then that evening, we have a premium auction. We've got a buyer's dinner sponsored by Silver Star Restaurant and State Bank. So we invite everybody to come out. Just give us a heads up so we can make sure we have enough food for everybody. But let us know if you're coming. Love to have you come out and support these kids in agriculture. We also will have a Ag Mechanics silent auction going on that day too. A lot of good projects, like we were talking about a while ago. These kids are pretty talented.
Yeah, when you with the welding and cutting, you know, I mean, they're making fire pits and smokers and trailers and I mean, really putting it together. And that's almost a lost skill, because for so long everybody's been trying to instill into these kids, you know, college and you know, professional careers. Well, we still need something welded up, and plumbers and electricians, and your home has got to be built. You can have all the money in the world to buy a house, but if there ain't somebody to build it.
That is true.
You know, and
tend to those creature comforts we've all gotten so used to.
That's right. So... I think it's a very big deal to try to get a lot of these kids back into the trades.
It is, and there's a lot of that going on. We're working with these kids. Like you say, we're teaching them life skills. They're learning how to build these things. We're teaching kids how to survive out there in the world and not with their smartphones and tablets.
Kind of real life out there.
Real life out there.
And these kids that that raise the livestock, they're proud. They're proud of their
a lot of hard
stock.
Work. It's a long
it keeps
time.
Them busy.
It does. The kids that have had the steers have had them since June, so it's keeping up with weights. It's you don't sleep in just because you don't feel like getting up and going out. They're hungry, and those animals want to see you and need your attention.
Absolutely.
You can't just pass it off in the evening because I want to go hang out with my friends, or I'm sitting in the chair. I'm playing on.
The Xbox.
Yeah, whatever those.
Look, she don't even know. That's
It all ran together. There's so many things these kids are into.
I think the world of you, she's like, are playing on a...
That's
got her hand, you know, one of them things. Video games. I like her. You'll stay around with us a little bit this morning.
Sure.
So, because we got to do radio stuff along the way. It's Patty Loveless and Jealous Bone on 103.9, 98.5, mypigradio.com. That's right. Leave your phones in your car. 103.9, 98.5, mypigradio.com. Conway Twitty, a slow hand. So you have been involved how long now with the AgriLife Extension Program?
I have been the 4-H agent here in Bowie County for right at 19 years.
That's a good while.
I told her a while ago on the Facebook, I said, it's kind of like, been getting press releases from you. For years, I didn't know how long it was, and it's kind of always do a little blog or post or whatever, or talk about on the radio or whatever, and finally got to meet her. It's kind of like, wow, she's a real person.
Yeah.
She's actually there.
Not just
I know
an
who
email
she
address.
Is now. But we were talking a while ago, you said there's a lot of schools in Bowie County that still have very, very active 4-H and FFA type programs.
Yes.
Talk a little bit about some of them that are involved.
Some of them that'll be involved in our county project show will be not just our 4-H kids across the county, but we'll have New Boston, FFA, DeKalb, Sims, Hooks, Redwater, and Liberty ILO FFAs. I hope I didn't leave anybody out. But
hopefully not. But
we've got quite a few
ag chapters
involved.
In the county.
They're very active.
Yes.
Very,
very
active. And like I say, these kids in these ag in the FFA programs are very talented with the Ag Mech and A lot of good quality livestock projects will be at our show.
Does it cost anything to come out to the
show? Not a thing to come out and watch. Mm-hmm. Okay. Not a thing at all, unless you come to the premium sale that evening and help support these.
Get some steak from
Well, yeah, yeah. I'm just talking about just coming out to the show to see what's going on. And see
just
the livestock.
Come out and see the kids and ask them questions and get them to tell you about their projects.
Now, at the broiler show, are any of them for sale? And can we cook them up
after
the
show? You mean the yard birds?
When you see these, you're not going to say yard bird.
I'm just kidding.
They're
going to
be
pretty good size. That's for my father-in-law because he's always talking about yard bird.
I like a pretty good-sized chicken when I eat.
There's plenty of meat on one of these when they raise them right.
Be traumatic for the students, but
I bet you could talk to them. Some of their parents are probably glad to get rid of some of those chickens. They start out with 25 chicks that they've got to feed and hope they've got three that match pretty well to bring to the show. So. They probably will have some at home that they would love to get rid of.
Hey, okay. I love to eat them. You know, here's some interesting facts, though, that Anna brought in here about the youth involved in 4-H. Four times more likely to contribute to the community by serving in an elected capacity or volunteering.
Mm-hmm. They do. These kids, community service is one of 4-H and I believe FFA's big things is to teach kids to give back to their communities, to have empathy with what's going on. We rely so much on volunteers and donors and sponsorships and things like that that we need to give back to our communities. One of the big things that our 4-H Youth Council does is a couple of times a year we'll fix dinner for the veterans that meet there in the courthouse.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not sure...
You okay?
Excuse me.
Now look, that's twice now. I told you a while ago I've watched Pandemic, and you're starting to worry me.
Oh,
you better not be contagious.
been a germaphobe here lately.
Not at all.
It's okay, but she's not contagious.
Not contagious at all. But I'm not sure who has more fun and enjoys the meals more, the veterans or the kids. It's a huge turnout, and we have a blast doing it. It doesn't even feel like you're doing community service kind of thing. The kids have fun with it.
Well, he was kind of talking about the fact that, you know, you tell them, you know, you don't need the phone when you're coming to, and you don't, the games and all that. But what I'm trying to get is them doing what they do outside with the livestock, whatever. It makes for a more well-rounded person.
It definitely does. And that's one of the things we look at is a child that is well-rounded. It renews my faith in the future. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you think about these kids.
I'm looking at this on that topic there. There's five main project areas: agriculture and livestock. They're learning about that. Family and community health, leadership and citizenship, natural resources, and then of course STEM: science, technology, engineering, math, everything that goes along with that. So, and there's events. You know, it's not just with schools. It's all year long.
Right, all year long and all over the...
Spring, summer events.
We're all over the county. We're all over... Our district is 22 counties. We're all over the state. Kids go to state competitions. For a long time, people have looked at 4-H and probably FFA and home ec as just cooking and cows. You know, that's all you do. Well, like you said, we've got some...
I like cooking cows, too.
This is true. Me, too. We do a lot of the science and technology stuff too, robotics and
it's the industry.
Part of life.
Yeah.
And we can use those things in all these other project areas as well. So
there's some real life work that's got to be done, and my dad always told me there's a right tool for every job. And with technology coming along, you've got to put it to work and you do, and you teach these children how to do it. So you're staying with us for a little bit. We're going to play a game. JW has this game he wants to play because he's been on a winning streak.
Hey, I have a four-day winning streak.
So
it could end today.
So we'll play a game, but we got more questions for you about our Bowie County 4-H. What are you laughing at?
Just laughing. This is fun.
I sometimes have funny thoughts, too.
Burst out.
You can't explain them.
Because
it comes out of your head. It's not funny.
Well, A lot of times it's funny in my head, but when it comes out, it's not.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. You're like, well, never mind.
103.9 and 98.5, mypigradio.com. Got Miss Sherry Curtis in here, and you're just so much fun. You're our kind of people.
Yeah, absolutely.
Cool. I'm having a blast.
Texas A&M AgriLife Extension Program, Bowie County 4-H, and out there and getting these kids. And we were talking earlier about, and we're not going to say anything, but there's so many professions in our area here that just kind of seem to be overwhelmed. I mean, there may be, you know, there's this kind of agency on every corner. There's this kind of practice on every other corner. Along the way, you know, we still need welders, electricians, and plumbers, and, you know, we need people that make life go on.
Yes.
And there is a huge market for that here.
Go ahead, and I'll ask my question.
So I'm thinking with these kids, not only what they're learning in high school and in the 4-H programs, but there's also an advantage for them getting into some like local trade schools. I know Marshall has a pretty good program, and Texarkana does too.
A lot of the ag chapters have some good trade programs
that can actually put these kids to work in, mm-hmm. what were we saying,
HVAC?
Apprenticeships.
Apprenticeships. Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, do you see a lot of kids that, or one minute not a lot, but do you see some kids that come up and end up being like in veterinary science and things like that?
We have a few kids in veterinary science, but not as many as we do in some of the other project areas. But like we were talking about a while ago, when you're here in town, it seems like you've got a lot of veterinarians.
All small animals.
And they're all animal.
But there is a larger
animal. There is a large animal shortage, so it's kind of hard to convince kids to go to the large animal aspect when there's more money to be made in a small animal.
And they come to you.
Right, they come to you, and most of the time it's not in the freezing cold rain.
Rain.
Middle of the night on Christmas.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you get that. That's the life. So, all right, so JW, you were wanting to play a game.
Sure.
Well, no, again, before we do that, let's get back to the program.
Okay.
And how they can get a hold of you, and if folks want to volunteer. You know, there's a lot of property owners.
Yes, we are definitely volunteer-driven.
Yeah, there's a lot of property owners and livestock folks that could, you know, be a learning experience for a lot of your kids.
For all of us. Both ways. As you volunteer,
and JW
you learn,
too. Let's take – I got three kids in mind, specific children. Let's take them out to a pasture and just give them some post-hole diggers and see can they figure it out.
It's going to be good. It's going to be
good.
That'd
be a video project for Miss Anna JW.
Yeah.
Y'all know how to work these? Give me your phones.
That's right.
Because I don't want them to YouTube
it. You don't want them to Google it. See where it is. Huh?
All right. So we're going to come back and play a game.
All right.
We'll come back and what do you want to play?
Slogan Off Classic Edition.
Slogan Off
Classic
Edition. Well, no, if you do Classic Edition, you're going to have to do Modern Edition, too. I think that's only fair.
I don't know that any of us in the room will know the Modern Edition.
We're going to find out with Miss Sherry coming up here on The Pig.
Where's my phone?
Just goes to show you can't never tell. C'est la vie. It's Emmylou Harrison, 103.9, 98.5, mypigradio.com. Jeff, John, and Miss Sherry, you ought to just join up with us.
That'd be fun.
Yeah. It's a lot better than having to get
We'd
up. Well, no,
you still
have to
get up early.
Get up at 4,
We're not feeding any animals or anything. Like
that's all right. True. Right now, I didn't have to put on my hip waders to get here.
Really?
So.
Right.
JW's got his game picked out. I don't think that's very fair.
I didn't even look at it.
Considering he's been, I lost it. I don't know where it is.
We just went past it.
I got it.
No, there it is.
I got it.
Down.
I got it right here. I don't want you seeing.
I'm not.
How do I know you're not cheating if you're on a winning streak
like
this?
I'm looking this way. I'm looking this way. I'm not looking.
You say that.
I'm on a 4-day winning streak.
You can look, Sherry, if you
want to. He's trying to cheat.
I got this.
He wants me to lose, so my winning streak.
For those that don't know,
that's not fair.
My computer monitor, I got it jacked up to old man size font because JW won't share his readers. So here. It's called Slogan Off, Miss Sherry, and it's these are slogans, and
classic product.
And we'll start off with classic slogans, and then move on to the modern. Because
I don't think we're gonna
get them. All right, so here's the slogan. You ready? Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Nods don't work real well on the radio.
Yeah. Oh, sure.
Ready.
Okay.
I'm ready.
Everything's better with blank. blank on it.
I know. You betcha. You betcha.
Say it.
Blue bonnet
blue
on
bonnet
it.
Blue bonnet on it.
Everything's better with the blue bonnet
that
on
one
it.
Was pretty
we're,
easy.
We're tied up. It'll tickle your innards.
Oh, Lordy.
I've never heard that.
That sounds scary. I'm not sure I've ever heard that one.
I've never heard it.
I have to admit, I don't know that.
Especially with this product, I've never heard it.
Neither one of us knows.
I'll tickle your innards.
We don't know.
No idea.
Mountain Dew.
Seriously?
Innards.
It's always Dew the Dew, right?
Yeah.
But it'll tickle your innards. That sounds,
I remember it, but it was way back.
Way back.
That sounds more like a beef jerky
innards,
commercial.
You know, Mountain Dew was kind of a, they called it a hillbilly drink.
Yeah, the, sure was. Yeah.
Okay. All right, classic slogan. When you're out of blank, you're out of beer.
Is it?
Oh, look, her eyes lit up. That was... I'm guessing you've been to a pasture party or two in your day.
I'm a country kid, sure.
When you're out of blank, you're out of beer.
Oh.
Da, da,
it's
da,
not, it's not, da, da, I'm just going to say it's an old slogan da, for Budweiser.
Nope.
You're missed.
What? She didn't give an answer yet.
Well, I know. She's still, I'm still.
I don't know whether it's.
I didn't know if it was Milwaukee or Schlitz.
But which one do you think
I
it is?
I caught you.
Probably the Schlitz, since
it
it's
is
not
the
a
Schlitz.
I caught you giving the answer.
You caught me trying.
No. Throw
my,
it one
my
out.
Dad used to drink that one.
Her dad used to drink
that's
Schlitz.
Fine.
Give it to her.
No.
She grew up with a beer-drinking daddy. Phil, come on
I
now.
Love Sherry, but we're throwing that one out because you're sitting there mouthing the word answer.
I could show her the old man font. Just scroll up a little bit. All right, here's another one. Wow.
Wow.
I could have had a blank.
That's easy.
Yeah, sure is. V8.
Yeah, we knew that one.
That right. one hasn't even changed, has
no,
it?
I don't think it has.
Ready? Here it goes. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. Blank.
Spaghetti-O.
Yeah, Spaghetti-O.
That's right.
Those are easy.
Yeah, now.
Now, here's the modern
no,
edition.
I don't know that
these
I
are modern
there.
Slogans. These are slogans being used right now.
Yeah. Good luck.
We probably got, I don't know, four people under 25 listening. the best bar you've never heard of. What is that? The best bar you've never heard of.
Well, I've never heard of it.
Reese's Take Five. Uh-uh. And see, I hear that and I'm thinking, I don't know, Sky Bar. Been to a couple of bars, you know.
Is it local?
Yeah.
No, I don't know.
Modern edition. Here's another one. You either love it or you really love it. That sounded pretty good, too. They should give me a little bit of money on that. It's Hidden Valley Ranch Dressing.
Oh,
did you know that?
No, I did not know
that. I didn't even know they had a slogan. Perfectly fudgy, uncommonly good. I do know that one.
Oh, yeah, that's got to be a Keebler something or another, huh? The little fudge stripe cookie things.
She's good.
Did you know that?
No, she's good.
Then you are now behind.
Whatever.
You're ahead by one. Just be quick. First one to answer. Yeah, first one. We're going to have to get
pressure at all.
A buzzer and a bell or something for
there
these.
You go.
All right, you ready? I think you're going to get this one. I know this one, too. Have a break. Have a blank.
Kit Kat bar.
Oh, my goodness. She's smoking you at this point.
Well, now, we're getting into the new. I'm lost.
Now, this one, you simply must taste it. Seems like I heard it, but I don't remember. I wouldn't have known it. Progresso soup.
Oh, no, no.
Progresso soup.
Yeah, hold on. We'll be right back. Why don't you spend the night, Ronnie Millsaps, on 103.9 98.5 My Pig Radio, and you say you've been around long enough. I ain't staying.
Well, Jeff is all excited because my four-game winning streak came to an end.
Yeah.
As Miss Sherry clobbered me in slogan off.
I mean, clobbered, too.
Really, when we got to the new ones, which I was skeptical on, she just...
And she says she's been to some pasture parties. She knew the Schlitz, whether you think... whether you think we were cheating or not.
No, I didn't. Well, you were trying to, but she didn't need any help.
Ask her this. You know what trash can punch is?
Oh, yeah.
You ever stain your arm with Kool-Aid?
Not stirring
it up. All right. Thank you so much. We had so much fun with you this morning. If to get kids involved, how would folks go about that, getting in touch with you and the program? And
probably now the easiest way would be to find us on Facebook at Bowie County 4-H. Message me on there or just comment that you heard us on the radio and want to know more about it. We have a website, 4Htoday.com. You can lots of links on there to our project areas and things that we have going on here in the county. Or you can call our office at 903-628-6702.
628-6702.
Mm-hmm.
628-6702 over in New Boston.
And once again, the big show's coming up end of February.
Yes, 27th and 28th.
At the Four States Fair ground.
Mm-hmm.
Right, and we'll get that up in a blog post and share that around to all the Bowie County groups and whatnot.
Thank you.
So, we appreciate you.
I've had a blast.
Tell all the kids we said, hey.
I'll do it. I'll do it.
And you'll come back and see us?
Yes, I will.
I hope so. We'll see you again in here, Miss Sherry. It's Dolly Parton, Two Doors Down on 103.9, 98.5. This is MyPigRadio.com.
That is a classic, Two Doors Down.
This podcast brought to you by Two Old Men and Sometimes a Dog Morning Show Coffee. Coffee with a purpose. Order yours today at MyPigRadio.com. And be sure to wake up every morning, Monday through Friday, for Two Old Men and Sometimes a Dog to stay up to date on what's going on in our community.